The nearly 60-year-old Malaspina was built the year JFK was assassinated, but the Blue and Gold mainline ferry hasn't carried passengers in almost 2 years. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration didn't want to invest in the overhaul of its original engines from 1963. Since then, it's been laid up at Ward Cove, a private dock north of Ketchikan, while officials decide what to do with it, whether it be scuttle, sail, or donation. There's been commercial interest. One firm says it wants the Malaspina for anti-piracy operations off the coast of Somalia.
We would be using it as a platform for housing personnel over in the Middle East and off of Africa. There's actually numerous uses for it.
Jonathan McConnell is president of Meridian Global Consulting, a security firm based in Alabama. The Malaspina has staterooms with more than 230 passenger bunks that he says could be outfitted as sleeping quarters for security contractors that patrol shipping lanes to deter attacks from pirates. Email chains between his firm and state officials show that more than a year has gone by since he first expressed interest. He last reached out in July.
We felt largely stonewalled by them, and we're like, listen, we're interested in this vessel. We realize that you're spending a lot of money just having it laid up, and you know, we'd be happy to take it off of their hands at, you know, fair market value. We're not trying to just offer them, you know, $100,000 or a couple $100,000. We're looking at paying, you know, $600,000-$800,000, if not, you know, over $1 million for the vessel. In our claims were not even entertained, it seemed like.
Another prospective buyer in the United Arab Emirates has made a cash offer via email for $625,000 for the Malaspina as is. McConnell says the ship has cash value. It could be sailed or towed on a temporary Coast Guard certificate to be repurposed or sold as scrap.
You know, there's ample opportunities for use for that vessel. I mean, laying it up and spending $40,000 a month for layup fees is astronomical.
That was a view of many inside DOT as well, as a new Coast Alaska public records request reveals. Internal emails, some of them completely redacted, still show officials were surprised and frustrated with the expense of keeping the ship, especially after they learned that the roughly $40,000 a month figure often cited was only about half the true cost of keeping the ship in state ownership. One official pointed out that even giving the Malaspina away would save Alaska money. That's what the Dunleavy administration tried to do with the Philippines. Earlier this year, the governor offered the ship up, free of charge, to the Pacific Islands nation. But Dunleavy's chief of staff, Randy Ruro, told Coast Alaska the deal fell through when the Philippine government learned it would cost tens of millions to fix.
They said that would be, you know, out of their price range for, you know, wanting the boat.
But even afterward, the emails showed no evidence that efforts to dispose the ship resumed. The governor's Marine Highway Reshaping Committee recommended more than a year ago that the state sell the ferries it's not using. Earlier this year, the fleet's most modern ships, two fast ferries, were sold to a Spanish firm for service in the Mediterranean. Tom Barrett, the retired Coast Guard admiral, tasked with chairing the working group, says it's apparent the Malaspina is still a drain on state coffers.
Sell it or scrap it. You know, but you just don't want to keep holding it there indefinitely. It's also, you know, you've got insurance, but it's a risk factor. It's an old ship and it's tied up at a dock.
DOT confirmed to Coast Alaska that the cost of insuring the Malaspina ferry is approximately $420,000 a year. Add the more than $400,000 the state's paying in mooring fees under a sole source contract, and the cost is nearly double than ever publicly admitted. Those tasked with oversight of the ferry system say that's a lot more than DOT even disclosed to lawmakers, which is particularly problematic given the Marine Highway System's extremely tight budget. Those overseers include Juneau Democratic Senator Jesse Keel, who says he repeatedly asked the question.
I'm very surprised to learn that the Marine Highway System is able to allocate this insurance cost across each vessel and that they never bothered to mention it to the legislature.
Ruro, the governor's chief of staff, says he's taken personal interest in the Malaspina.
I will step in and talk to DOT, and we'll make sure that any offers or expressions of interest are all reviewed and vetted, you know, for options.
One of the emails released was from a DOT official who said there's significant sentimental value of the ship. He said an evaluation of all alternatives in a public process would likely be the best approach. That was nearly 6 months ago. Since then, the idled ship has cost more than $400,000 to the state of Alaska. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.